Lisa Pereira is here with today's papers.
Details of the death of a 13-year-old girl in a motor rallying event yesterday are carried in most of today's newspapers. The reports say the girl, named this morning as Lauren O'Brien, was driving a modified car which went out of control at a bend and crashed into a barrier. The Irish Sun reports that the rally, organised by the Cork Autograss Racing Club, was open to competitors aged 12 and upwards. The Irish Times says the girl was one of four young teenagers competing in the event. Michael knew his killer. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Star. It's to do with the disappearance of Kerry farmer Michael Gain, who was last seen in a shop in Kenmare on the 20th of March. Crime editor Michael O'Toole quotes investigating detectives as saying a person of interest who resides in the Kenmare area had a connection with Mr. Gain and was in regular contact with him. But Gardaí cannot arrest him as they still haven't found a body and don't have enough evidence. Drivers are increasingly being caught watching Netflix on their phones or holding work meetings and social media interactions. That's according to Senior Gardaí quoted on the front of the Irish Examiner. The paper reports on Department of Justice figures which show that almost 60,000 drivers were caught using their phones over the last 3 years. And the data suggests the problem is only getting worse. Ryan Tuberty has made a formal complaint to the data watchdog over RTÉ's failure to give him up to 1,000 files mentioning his name during the crisis in summer 2023. That's the front page story in the Irish Independent. Fionn Sheehan writes that the former Star presenter has appealed to the Data Protection Commissioner for the release of the files, which he says RTÉ has either redacted or refused. The motivation for the action is unclear, says Sheehan. But he adds that scapegoated, shamed, suspended, sacked and shunned by RTÉ, Tuberty is now haunting the corridors of Donnybrook. There's a Free Presbyterian minister quoted on the front of the Irish News saying Pope Francis was an antichrist. Reverend Daniel Henderson of Money Slain Presbyterian Church in County Down made the comments in a live-streamed service the day after the pontiff's funeral. He said he was not against Catholics, but his main objection was what he called the blasphemous belief that the Pope is God's representative on earth. In The Examiner, T.P. O'Mahony is writing about a possible future female Pope. Is the notion fanciful or fantasy, he asks. Perhaps, but 30 years from now, the presence of women as priests, bishops and cardinals could well be commonplace. David Beckham's 50th birthday party is in the papers again this morning. The lavish celebrations moved from the Cotswolds last Wednesday to France on Friday and London on Saturday. There are lots of happy family photos in the Irish Daily Mail, the Irish Daily Mirror and the Sun. But the papers also report on the rift with eldest son Brooklyn, who did not attend the celebrations. David and Victoria would do anything to get Brooklyn back, but they're done with his wife Nicola, says the headline in the Mail. But that wasn't the only shadow over the events. The Star reports that officers from Chelsea and Kensington Council had to be called to the Core restaurant in West London at 3:35 a.m. after neighbours complained of noise. An onlooker was quoted as saying, "Whatever the council said, it worked, because the music stopped immediately."
Lisa, thank you.